I guess my point would be too is that this time last year, when everyone's trying to put together their budget and their projections and all the things that small business owners do for the next year, I promise that no one had PPE listed in an expense line item. They are have pivoted and are continuing to pivot and are so vital to the backbone of our community. I just can't stress enough. Shop local. Go in and see what everybody's got going on. I know we've had dinners that are being picked up for Thanksgiving when you have visitors. I know a lot of people are also shopping local and putting things in a box and shipping them off a little early for Christmas for those that are out of town. You can also send gifts. You can call your favorite florist or winery, and then all those are porch deliveries can be done as well. And I know those were big factors as, that we've used throughout this year. So those are important. Darren talks about the proclamation that the city made for Shop Small Saturday, and the county will be making a proclamation as well this Monday. So be looking for that.
And that's an important factor. And Black Friday, as we have noted in the years past, is different. You know, a lot of the larger retail stores are not going to be open on Thanksgiving Day as they have been in the past. Many of those chains have been having their Black Friday sales in early Thanksgiving. And so that Friday is going to be quite a bit different. But Shop Local Saturday, I mean, it should be Shop Local every day. And, every day. You know, and I don't think people still realize just the impact local merchants, local businesses make here locally. And that's extremely important.
Well, I think, you know, the statistics show that 68 cents of every dollar you spend locally stays in the community. 68 cents. That's a lot. That's taking care of salaries. Look at the small businesses and the people that they employ. And those employers or employees, I should say, are paying property tax on their homes that they buy. They're frequenting other local businesses. It's important. And it really does ride home. You know, the entrepreneur spirit that we have here in Manhattan, and how strong it is, and our sense of community, and what we have that's so special that makes us Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah. I think it's incumbent upon us to bring to attention that there's one annual event that happens on Thursday, and that's the Community Thanksgiving Dinner. The Breadbasket puts that on in conjunction with Old Chicago, and that's a wonderful event. They feed, you know, 750 people or so, and there are a lot of people that have volunteered. I've volunteered for that a number of times, and that's something that's not going to happen due to safety concerns. But, you know, this is also, when you talk about shop local, Marla, Sharla, getting the S&Ms all kind of confused here this morning. Sharla, you know, when you talk about the shop local aspect, it's the local merchants that also support the nonprofits and yes, locally, the people in need here. Absolutely. In our own community.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you think about the philanthropic piece that small businesses bring into their community, it's vast. If you would, I would challenge anyone to pull out a t-shirt from their kids' baseball or softball program and look at the back and see all the sponsors that are listed. Those are your local businesses. Those are your people that are invested. They've invested their time. They've invested their whole lives to this community. Now is the time that we absolutely have got to shop local and support that back. As you said, every day should be Shop Local Day, but now more than ever, it should be Shop Local.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And Janet Nichols is the Military Affairs Director for the Manhattan Area Chamber, and you do so much work. And Janet, I know this is a challenging time. You know, Fort Riley has a lot of things that they do for the men and women that serve, and also their families. And what's it like in 2020 for our friends that are in the military?
Well, right now, the COVID mitigation measures on Fort Riley are a little more stringent on post than out here in the community. So it's mandatory to wear a mask on post. So if you are walking from your car to a building, you have a mask on. To get into a building, it's a mandatory hand wash and a temperature check. That includes morning PT with masks on, training out in the field with masks on, Earlier this year, there was a rotation at the National Training Center in the Mojave Desert in California. And guess what? They had a 5-day quarantine heading out there. Hmm. They were there with their masks on in 100+ degrees doing training and outside in the desert, camping in the desert with masks on the whole time. And then they came back and I think they had a 2-week quarantine on the way back. If they travel outside of the community, outside of 150 miles, they have a quarantine when they return. I'm uncertain of stats or numbers, but I have a feeling that there's not going to be much holiday travel this year for our friends who are currently stationed on Fort Riley. And while, you know, I feel for them, my family's back east, you know, that is good for our community, I think, in terms of where they're going to come and dine and enjoy the holidays and shop and that sort of thing from that perspective. But, you know, I don't know officially, you know, any statistics or anything like that. That's just my opinion. But it's different over there. And so conversely, when I've held events here in Manhattan, and I have had some in-person Military Relations Committee lunches here, you know, we've instituted the same measures that they have. So to cut into an MRC lunch, you have to have a temperature check. There's hand sanitizer at the door. When you're sitting, you know, I know a lot of people when they go into a restaurant, as soon as you sit at that table, you take your mask off. Well, at an MRC lunch, unless you're actively eating or drinking, you need to keep your mask on. We want our military, when they come into town, to be comfortable and safe. You know, they have to be ready to go at a moment's notice. The parameters of their jobs are a little bit different than ours. So we want to make sure that they stay healthy when they interact with us here in town.
Janet, do you have some perspective that you could provide us on how training on post for our men and women that that serve and how that has changed due to the pandemic?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's changed all that much other than they have to observe COVID mitigation measures. I think they need to be trained and ready to go at a moment's notice for the nation. Hopefully they won't have to. But right now, luckily, honestly, 2nd Brigade just came back from a rotation in Korea. So virtually the entire post is stationed in garrison right now at Fort Riley. So I really think that their mandate is to continue on just, you know, with a little bit different, like wearing a mask, keeping socially distant, washing your hands consistently. I think overall, the idea is to keep it the same, except with these measures in place.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our second break in the show. And when we come back, our conversation continues with some folks at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and certainly appreciative of all the work that they do and the commitment that they have to making sure that the community remains as strong as we possibly can. It's KMAN's In Focus. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.